Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill, and our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today we have part three of our series, Did Miracles and Spiritual Gifts End? And in part three, we're going to cover the passage 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. Now, as previously stated, I was raised to believe all miracles and revelations and spiritual gifts ended when Jesus ascended and the apostles all died. This is called cessationism. As we continue this investigative study, today we're going to consider 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11. So as we look at each verse in this section, we'll consider a question or two to give insight into the cessationist viewpoint and the non-cessationist viewpoint. So let me start with verse 1, 1 Corinthians 12, 1. Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about the special abilities the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to misunderstand this. So Christians have gifts from the Holy Spirit. Now, if the gifts have been withdrawn, ended, did the Holy Spirit take back the gifts he'd given to the Corinthians? Of course, this was long after Jesus had already left. Then notice that same verse says Christians have questions about our spiritual gifts. Brothers and sisters, regarding your question about the special abilities the Spirit gives us. So, why would Christians have any questions about spiritual gifts if they were gone? Why worry about that? And then it also says we shouldn't misunderstand the gifts from the Holy Spirit. So, don't misunderstand. Well, if the gifts are gone, how could we misunderstand? Also, notice that he says the gifts he gives, implying this is an ongoing occurrence. He didn't say he gave or used to give. He gives like it's ongoing. Verse 4, jump to verse 4. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. So there are different kinds of gifts. Why would we need to know about the different kinds of gifts if all kinds are gone? Also, it says the Holy Spirit in that verse is the source of all the spiritual gifts. Well, why would the source of the gifts matter if we don't have them anymore? Why bring that up? Also, it says there's a variety of gifts used to serve the Lord. And it says we serve the same Lord. Now, this is verse 5. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. So, in the discussion of spiritual gifts, there are different kinds of gifts, and they're all used to serve the same Lord. So, this verse explains spiritual gifts are to be used to serve the Lord, but if they're gone, how can we use something no longer available to us? That doesn't make sense either, does it? Then, verse 6, God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us, implying that the gift is part of the work he does in us. So God's gifts work differently for different people. This says that God works in different ways with different people and is in the very middle of the discussion of using the gifts to serve him. But if spiritual gifts are gone, does that mean that God always works in the exact same way now? And if so, wouldn't that negate this scripture? Jump to verse 7. Something from the Spirit can be seen in each person for the common good. So the Holy Spirit is visible in Christians, is what that's saying. Now, this is a big one. How could the gifts be visible in Christians if the gifts have been withdrawn from Christians by God and aren't even there anymore? Also, verse 7 says that the Holy Spirit's gifts help everyone. So something from the Spirit can be seen for the common good. So it helps everyone. If the gifts are gone, how can they possibly help anyone? That doesn't make sense either, does it? Verse 8, to one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. So the Holy Spirit gives wisdom. So if the gifts are gone, then the gift of wise advice is gone. So then, is there currently no wise advice available for Christians? That same verse says the Holy Spirit gives knowledge. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of spiritual knowledge. Well, if the gifts are gone, then the gift of knowledge is also gone. So then, is there no current knowledge available or only very limited knowledge available for Christians? See, is it starting to register how wrong this sounds to you? Verse 9, the same spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one spirit gives the gift of healing. So faith and healing are both gifts, and they're lumped together. If healing is gone, is faith not gone too? That's kind of weird. If the gifts are gone, the gift of faith is also gone. But so then, is there currently no faith or only limited faith available for Christians? See, that doesn't make sense either. And then it brings up the healing in that same verse. To someone else, the one spirit gives the gift of healing. If the gifts are gone, then the gift of healing is also gone. So then, is there currently no healing or only limited healing available for Christians? In fact, then why pray for healing? Again, it just sounds wrong, doesn't it? Then verse 10, he gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what's being said. Okay, these are lumped in with the other gifts of faith and healing and knowledge. Very interesting. So if the gifts are gone, then the gift of power is also gone. So then, is there currently no power? Does the church have no power or only limited power? Again, then why pray for God's power to come? Pray for direction and knowledge and understanding. The Holy Spirit's involved in that. The gifts are part of that. It also says the power to perform miracles in that verse 10. So if the gifts are gone, then miracles are gone. So then, are there currently no miracles or only very limited miracles available for Christians? Then why pray for a miracle? Something that only God can change. And we all know someone has had some kind of miracle of circumstance or healing or something else. So are we grieving the Holy Spirit because we limit God, claiming that the gifts aren't here? That's a good question, isn't it? Then it says also that in verse 10, the Holy Spirit gives discernment, the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. If the gifts are gone, then the gift of discernment is also gone. Then we currently have no discernment available to tell if a word is from God or from another spirit. See, that sort of limits our ability as Christians, doesn't it? Why pray for discernment then? Then it also says it lumps this languages, tongues, in with this same passage, verse 10. So if the gift of tongues is gone, then is there currently no tongues today? Or is it more likely that Satan makes sure he sends some false tongues around using unbiblical ways to discredit the true gift of tongues? That's possible, wouldn't you say? And you could say interpretation is in that same category. In that same verse, verse 10, the ability to interpret is a gift. So if the gift of interpretation is gone, then there's currently no interpretation today. Or is it more likely Satan makes sure he sends some false interpretations so as to discredit the true gift of interpretation today? Notice in verse 11, the last verse here, it says, all these gifts, achievements, abilities are inspired and brought to pass by one and the same Holy Spirit, who apportions to each person individually exactly as he chooses. Now, that's the amplified version of 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11. So the Holy Spirit has a mind. He chooses what gifts. He makes choices about each one of us. He chooses individual gifts, unique gifts. Everybody doesn't have to have the same gifts. So again, if the gifts are gone, if all the spiritual gifts are gone, does that mean the Holy Spirit no longer decides which gifts to give each person? Is his job easier and less because all that stopped? It also says in verse 11 that the gifts are from the Holy Spirit. Your personal gifts are from the Holy Spirit. Why would Corinthians need to know this if the spiritual gifts are gone after Jesus died and Jesus left and the apostle died? Achievements are from the Spirit. It says in that same verse, achievements are brought to pass by the same Holy Spirit. If the spiritual gifts are gone, how are you achieving anything spiritual today? Also, wouldn't this mean the Holy Spirit would have a shorter to-do list now that he doesn't have to distribute these anymore? Abilities, it also says. Abilities, your personal abilities are from the Holy Spirit. If the gifts are gone, Where do our spiritual abilities come from today? See, each succeeding verses here seem to make this idea that spiritual gifts no longer exist more and more ludicrous, don't you think? Now, these verses from 1 Corinthians 12 don't make sense if the gifts are gone. And this was long after Jesus was gone. It's something to consider. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to ask God to help you to know and develop and effectively use your spiritual gifts. You might pray like this: Lord, open my eyes to my own spiritual gifts and help me to develop and use my gifts to help advance your kingdom. Don't let me grieve your Holy Spirit by claiming he's not still at work doing these things today. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.